Sympathy for the Devil, The Birth of the Rolling Stones and the Death of Brian Jones, by Paul Trinka.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To Hubert Sumlin, Pop Staples, and all their fellow forever young pioneers. Prologue. It was only a raggle-taggle bunch of musicians, kids really, and the way history normally unfolds, there should have been no way any witnesses would have spotted that something world-changing was happening. Yet the leader of the band did have something special about him. The way he sneered at the audience, getting in their faces, coaxing out shimmering glissandos from his guitar in a style no one had ever seen before, or switching over to an amplified blues harp, still a radically new instrument for most of the teenagers who watched him and his companions intently. Elmo Lewis, as he called himself, introduced several of the numbers and ministered to the rest of his band lovingly, like a mother hen, checking that the singer, Mick, had got the beat, and keeping a close eye on his fellow guitarist's fretboard. Occasionally, when the riffs cohered into something stirring and electrifying, he and the piano player, the other more obviously experienced musician, would look at each other and smile in satisfaction. Truth is, though, that some people in that decent-sized crowd watching the Rolling Stones, crammed onto the marquee stage in July 1962, and some among those at other little clubs around London over the next few weeks.